Man's best friend has a new job, and it's in the ag industry. As reported in Citrus Industry magazine, the use of canines or sniffer dogs is again being investigated by the USDA for early detection of HLB-infected trees. Plans are underway to test the dogs soon in California. Results from previous tests done in Florida and Texas show that properly trained dogs can identify citrus trees in the very early stages of the disease with as much as 98% accuracy. The dogs are most accurate when HLB is not overwhelming, instead is only found in a small area of where they're doing their sampling. Well, these dogs were first tested in Florida and Texas, but as things progressed, they were not as effective there, as eventually there was just too much HLB around. They're coming to California because the disease is still geographically isolated. Outbreaks have been limited to individual trees. The canine test will mainly be funded through the HLB Multi-Agency Coordination System, or MAC, which is a method devised by the USDA to streamline funding for HLB-related projects. The MAC program has already invested millions of dollars in research and training of the detector canines. The initial test is being overseen for the USDA by Tim Gottwald, a Florida-based USDA researcher. The dogs are owned by USDA, so the work over their next now 18 months is probably going to be done totally under their control. There are several issues to overcome, including training the dogs to work on California soil, which is different from their home dirt in Florida. The various groups involved also need to learn how to work with the various regulatory agencies. And some growers may have confidentiality issues based on the locations that the dogs are working. The USDA investigators will need to work with grower groups to increase their acceptance and confidence in the dogs and to learn what management actions should be taken if the dogs alert on the trees. But there is a lot of hope that using the dogs will speed up HLB detection, which will mean faster control of any future outbreaks. You can read the whole story online at citrusindustry.net. And for full disclosure, it's my article. I wrote it with a lot of help, some pretty fine dogs that keep me company here at home. And thank you, Daphne, Frankie, Rascal, Oliver, all you guys. I'm Lynn Wilcox, and that's the Western View from AgNet West and Citrus Industry Magazine.